Welcome to the Craig T. Owens audio blog with Craig's blog posts in audio format to go. Now, here's Craig.
Two perfect prayers. Friends, I recently shared a message in which I talked about how the Holy Spirit helps us in our prayer life. Specifically, how the Spirit reminds Christians that we have been adopted into God's family. In this clip from that sermon, I talk about the only two times that we can pray perfect prayers, and I make reference to two passages of Scripture, John chapter 14, verse 26, and Romans chapter 8, verses 26 to 27. Take a listen. When I come to Him in that childlike way, the Holy Spirit helps me to pray in accordance with God's will. Well, how does He do that? Well, remember we said that the Spirit of truth reminds us of everything that God has said to us. Friends, there really is only two times that you can pray a perfect prayer that's not selfish and it is not going to ever be out of God's will. You ready for this? The first way is when you are reminded of God's words and you just pray His words right back to Him. It's kind of like when you say as a child, if you would have said to your mom or dad, "Mom, you said, Dad, you said before," and you remind them of your words. It's not like God's forgotten His word, but when we take the words here, when we take the promises that are here, and we say, "God, this is what I stand on." I have a prayer that I pray every day for my kids, and it's made up of Scripture, and I just say, "God, this is what You have already promised me about my children and about their spouses. This is what You've already said. And so now I'm just reminding You what You already said. And those are the promises I'm standing on." When we pray God's word directly to Him, we're praying a perfect prayer. That's what the Spirit of truth does. He reminds us of these words and helps us to pray them. The second way that we can pray a perfect prayer is when we're not praying with our rational, our logical brain, where we're thinking the things through. This is one of the amazing advantages and benefits when we are baptized in the Holy Spirit, is God gives us a prayer language. We begin to pray in a language that we've never studied. So it's not our mind going through, going, "Let me think of the right words to pray here." It's not our minds that are doing that. It's not our will that's saying, "Well, this is what I want, so I'm going to do this." We're doing like Paul said here, I really don't know how to pray. And we begin to pray in a language that we haven't studied and learned, but that the Holy Spirit has given us. And this is where then the Holy Spirit intercedes for the saints in accordance with God's will. He prays a perfect prayer for us. The Spirit of truth reminds us of everything that God has said to us in His word, and He helps us turn those promises into prayer. The Spirit of intercession gives us a prayer language unknown to our logical mind, whereby we pray in a language in which we have no control over the words being spoken. Only when we pray God's words directly back to Him, or when we pray in tongues as the Holy Spirit enables us, are we praying a perfect, unselfish, God-glorifying prayer.
To get in touch with Craig, to read more posts, or to access the huge library of resources Craig has compiled, please check out craigtowens.com.